not just sit there. Call in now and voice your opinion. 781-837-4900.
Welcome back from our quick little commercial break. And joining us in studio is, of course, the managing editor of the award-winning news department, Christine James, is joining us to ask some questions. Thank you very much for joining us for the segment, Christine.
Glad to be here, Ken.
Of course, Bob Hayes will be in on this, and we have, of course, Joe Rossi will be in the mix somewhere throwing in a curveball, so we can count on that. And we want to thank Jared Valenzuela, who is actually operating the camera. This is going to be rebroadcast on Whitman Hills Community Access. So, gentlemen, we thank you for joining us. We have Ken Mitchell, who is a challenger for the seat, the one seat in the town of Hanson on the Board of Selectmen. And we have Mr. David Soper, who is the incumbent. And we'll go with Ken first. Ken, you can start by giving us, you know, who you are. You got a minute to explain.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
And what we'll say is also, in the end, David will go first as far as being able to do closing statements, okay? Just to keep it fair. So go ahead, Ken.
Okay. I'm Kenny Mitchell. I'm a lifelong resident of Hanson. I'm the son of Sam and Kathy Mitchell. I live at Hawthorne Street with my wife, Jennifer, and our three children. I'm running for a seat on the Board of Selectmen because Hanson's at a critical time in which we need a cohesive Board of Selectmen that can work well together to help lead the transition with both the new police chief and the town administrator. In addition, we need to have fiscally responsible policies, communication with taxpayers, as we move discussions forward on significant capital projects and spending. I'm extremely grateful to have the support of three members of the current Board of Selectmen and the endorsement of fire and highway personnel. I appreciate these endorsements because they convey a confidence from town officials and employees that I have the great attitude, work ethic, and leadership skills needed to be an elected official. As a chairman of the Police Chief Search Committee and member of the Tree Lighting Committee, I really appreciate the importance of citizens like myself being involved in town government. As an active member in my church and Hanson Youth Basketball coach, I know firsthand the time and commitment it takes to be a volunteer. My children are of age that I can do more, and I would like to do more for the town of Hanson.
Okay.
I believe that to be a truly effective selectman, you must commit to more than just attending Tuesday night meetings and town meetings. those that have served with me know and can attest the fact that I'll be a very active selectman.
Okay.
As a Hanson business owner, employer, and taxpayer, I am keenly aware of the necessities of doing more with less in this economy. As we see our federal and state tax dollars increase, I am sensitive to the needs of balancing needs from wants and being fiscally responsible with our tax dollars. As a community, we are looking at important but expensive capital projects, and I will always take a balanced and fully vetted approach on my recommendations. I would be honored to serve as a Hanson selectman, and I ask that the Hanson voters for their vote Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the McCon School. Right. Thank you.
I just want to remember, we have a limited amount of time,
okay,
so let's try to keep this short, guys, okay? You have as much time as he did to give us an opening statement.
Hi, my name is David Soper, and I am a incumbent selectman. I have been involved in town government since I returned to Hanson in 2001. I was raised in Hanson, went through Whitman Hanson High School, Indian Head Ed School, went through the entire school system, the Hanson school system. I got involved when I came back. I bought the house I grew up in. I got involved right away when I come back. I've been an active town meeting member for the better part of a decade, discussing and debating the issues at that time. I then got involved with the Zoning Board of Appeals, sat on the Plymouth County Reuse Committee, and after careful consideration decided I would throw my hat in the ring in 2010 for the Board of Selectmen. Each and every opportunity I have had, I've stood up for the taxpayers. I've been a fiscal conservative. My votes do not get weighed lightly, and I've been a taxpayer champion, and my votes are votes that are well thought out. My experience of owning my own business, as well as being a sales and territory manager, have made me realize that I need to implement those types of skills into being a selectman. And I've been careful and consistent with all my votes over the last 3 years, and don't take this job lightly. Other involvements are working on the South Shore Hospital's Links Committee, where I donate my time. We raise money for children at the hospital. I also donate my time on various boards throughout the region. I sit on the South Shore Economic Development Corporation board, which led to the led to a real estate broker contacting me, and on Route 14 and 27 in Hanson, we now have an over 55 community being put in place as a result of my efforts. My name is David Soper, and I appreciate your consideration and your vote on May 18th.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. And we'll go to Christine James for the first question.
Thank you very much, Kevin. May 18th is your annual election in Hanson. It's also a recall election. My question to both candidates is, what do you think about what happened with Tom Constantine on the Board of Health? Do you support him or not in the recall election? And do you think the way that it was handled was done in the right way? Let's start with you, Ken.
I don't really know enough about the Board of Selectmen to really make a comment. The Board of...
Health?
Board of Health, I apologize. So I can't really give you my opinion on that. I did sign the recall papers just because I just felt that hearing from people and different opinions on decisions that he was making towards businesses and stuff wasn't right. That's all I can really comment on that.
Okay, what about you, Dave? What do you think?
I didn't sign the papers as an elected official, pitting one elected official against another. I'd rather see the people take a stand on whether they want to remove him from office. The recall vote is a sticky situation. A lot of people would argue that we voted this guy in, you know, let him finish out his term rather than removing him from office. Some people have actually told me that it's not very democratic of us to do that to somebody. That's really all I have to say on it.
Okay.
Bob, do you have a question?
I'm going to...
Talk right into that microphone, my friend.
I'm going to refer it right back to you, Kevin. I think I want... I'm going to hold the question for later.
Okay. I also, during my research, I spoke with Tracy from the Whitman Hanson Express, and so some of the questions that you're hearing will also be from the Express as well. The right to farm bylaw, I guess from what I understand, it's a hot topic. Give me your thoughts on this. And I believe it's something that's going to be coming up at town meeting. David?
The right to farm bill or...
Bylaw.
Bylaw. I've called it the bill. The right to farm bylaw basically codifies what the state has already put in place. Initially, as selectmen, three of us voted against it. And that was because I think we had some reservations about the animal rights within the town and farming within the town. We didn't actually understand it. It was reconsidered, and I was one of the selectmen out of the four that changed his vote. I'm for it. Hanson's a rural community. The farming's in our blood. It goes all the way back to the Cranberries, and I think the right to farm bylaw is a good bylaw for Hanson, and we'll let the people decide at town meeting.
Ken?
I think that people have been farming in Hanson for generations, you know, so I think that the residents, their rights should be protected. You know, farming is important. But I also think that there's proper language, you know, as far as bylaws and setbacks and stuff that, you know, should be addressed so that, you know, it does protect both sides, you know. But yeah, I'm for it.
Okay. Do you have a question, Bob?
Gentlemen, as you know, the town voters last year approved a $500,000 study to determine whether the McQuan school should be replaced. And that study has since expanded to the McQuan Indian Project. And at this present time, we will be coming to town meeting to give them a brief view of where this study is. What's your thoughts on that? The thought process at this particular point is replace both buildings with one building, one bigger school with one size overhead. What's your thoughts on that? David, you can go first.
Okay. Currently, there are a couple ways that the town's really looking at, the committee's looking at this. And the first is that tear both buildings down and put up one new. It'll lower the operating costs. Well, Indian Head School just got refurbished about 15 years ago, and there's going to be some clawback money on that. And I'm not sure if it's the best use of our resources at this time. Being Board of Selectmen is a very challenging position. It's all about allocating resources at the right time. I'm not going to say that I'm against building a new school. I just think that the taxpayers have been suffering from economic downturn, from taxation over the last couple of years, whether it's a new police station
but
or
David,
a middle
there was
school.
A feasibility study that was done by the town.
Pardon me, Kenny. I'm answering the question.
No, I'm finished.
Is this a rebuttal?
Yeah, you can rebut at the end.
You can rebut afterwards, Ken.
You can rebut when I'm done
go
if
ahead.
You want to.
Dave, go.
No? Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
Again, going back to this, I don't think it's the right time to do this. I voted for the Whitman-Hanson Regional High School, when it was built. I think tearing down a good building like the Indian Head School is not wise. I think that the town, the building committee sometimes gets caught up in the refund will be bigger if we combine both schools, and I think sometimes we lose sight. I know the McQuan School does need some work, and maybe that's the building to be replaced, but to tear down an Indian Head School with owing still money, having revenue still tied to it that we owe, is not necessarily a prudent use of tax dollars.
Okay.
The taxpayers already have authorized a feasibility study, $500,000, and that study came back and said that it would be the best interest to replace that. You know, that's recommendations from the study. So I don't know why we're going to throw good money after bad money, you know, and continue to repair these schools. Why did the town spend that much money to send it out to experts to have them come back and tell us that this is what it needs? And that's what the recommendation was, is that the buildings need to be replaced. So that's what I'm going with.
Follow-up, Dave?
You know, when you sit on the Board of Selectmen for a couple of years, you begin to realize that resources are not always there to do what we want when we want them. It took more than a decade to get Whitman-Hanson, more than probably almost two decades to get Whitman-Hanson Regional High School built. It took, I think, six or four tries for the police chief to get his new fire truck. Chasing good money after bad, I understand your point. I don't necessarily agree with it. Just because a study says we should do it doesn't mean the town can afford it. And it's all about allocating resources.
Okay. Ken?
Well, the voters will get they'll be able to make the decision whether or not to afford it, okay. You know.
Absolutely.
But I think that the study, that's important. That's why we spent that money to do that.
Christine James, do you have another question?
Sure. One of my favorite topics, county government. You knew that was
lightning
coming.
Round.
You knew that was coming. What does the town of Hanson get from county government? Do you know what roughly what your assessment is per year and what you get for that, David?
You know, I'm not really sure what our allocation is. I know that we pay into it. I'm not sure what money we get as a town or added to our budget. I know we have to pay out.
Mm-hmm. Do you get anything from county government, any services, things like that?
We used to think it was the sheriff's department, but the sheriff's department's been pushed up to the state level now, and Plymouth County mosquito control has also been pushed up to the state level. So I'm not aware of any services that Plymouth County directly offers the town.
Okay, what about you, Ken? What do you think? Any services that Plymouth County directly offers the town of Hanson?
No, I can tell you that I would be interested to see the audit of the books, you know, from Plymouth County. But David's right with mosquito control in the jail. That's out of it. I think the Plymouth County retirement still falls under that, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct, you but know. It's a pay-in program, and it's not necessarily a program that they're providing. It's just a vehicle. It's not something right. They're giving us. It's something that each town employee or teacher pays into, and it's kind of the Plymouth County retirement program. It's mm-hmm. not a service or anything that they would be providing us.
So you both think maybe it's time to take a look?
I think it's time to take a look at it and reassess what county government does for us, and if it's some type of hybrid form and we can create a more efficient use of resources, I'm all for that. I know in the South they have hybrids of county and kind of municipal government. My brother-in-law is part of that. And the further south you go down, past North Carolina. It's all county government.
Okay. I'd like to understand the commissioner's financial stability myself. You know, that's what I would like to.
Let me ask you guys, what do you feel is the one issue that you both differ on? Is it that one is more conservative than the other? Is it that there isn't enough time being put in at this job? What is the issue that you feel that you're both on opposite ends of the spectrum on?
Yeah, I think to be a selectman that you have to have extra time. It's more than just, the Tuesday nights in town meetings. I think that you have to make that commitment to your community. And I think that I've shown that, in the past. Also, I don't want to sacrifice public safety. I think that public safety is very important, whether it's a monitor, equipment, a police cruiser, a fire truck. We have department heads in place that are experts in this. And if they need equipment, I think that we need to figure out a way how to pay for it, I'm fiscally conservative as well as David. I think we both agree on that, fiscally responsible. That's what I claim. But
David?
I think I'm more conservative than Ken. And I want to discuss the not being involved enough. Over the last 3 years, I've been very involved. And if you look at the role of selectman, the role of selectman is the chief elected office. And if you look at my body of work, I think it's pretty strong. What the selectmen are asked to do, and oftentimes, is helping town government run better. I've actually asked 3 people to be more involved in this town, and they've actually said yes. 2 on the finance committee, and 1 on the planning board. That's one of the roles of selectmen, is making sure that getting people involved. And Bob and I have had a discussion about this, and I'm always bantering with them. You got to ask. If you don't ask people, they're not going to get involved. As far as my own personal commitment, you could probably ask 75 to 100 people over the last 3 years how involved I've been in their lives, whether it's a personal note being sent out to 2 college students that made the dean's list, or whether it's calling somebody over at the South Shore Votech and giving them a that a boy, or if it's me being out in the community like I was on Saturday with the Green Hanson, or whether it's me at the South Shore Chamber touting Hanson's open for business and Route 27 needs to be developed more. Mm-hmm. I don't think the selectman really should be defined on how many committees he sits on. There are 2 committees that I sit on, but they don't meet. There's one, it's Plymouth County. There's this Plymouth County Water Committee, and there's another committee that I sit on. We've never met, so I don't... I just know on the list.
David, you're the only selectman that's not on. I mean, every current board member that sits is on 2 or 3 subcommittees, all of them. I mean, I've served myself on 2 committees just in the past 6 months. So now there's there's nothing that says that you have to sit on a subcommittee being a selectman. But if you assume that role of a selectman, it's important. You've got to go out there and just be involved in everything that you possibly can.
I guess we have a difference of opinion on a role of a selectman. My time as a selectman isn't always going to be defined sitting on a committee. I wanted to be on the energy committee because I used to sell energy contracts, gas, electricity, and oil contracts. I wanted to be on the energy committee, but Mr. Howard took that position. I happened to take 2 roles on a committee that I had no idea that hadn't met or ever met. We go through every year and take a roll call. Do you still want to sit on this committee?
Well, there was a seat open for a town administrator.
To be a town administrator?
No, on the search committee for the town administrator, the search committee. And I didn't see you.
There was a seat open for
I didn't see you offered your volunteer for that.
Well, knowing that the relationship with the current chairman, I didn't think it would be in the best interest of that committee for he and I to sit on that committee together. Let's not make this about me and the kind of time that I put into this job, because you can ask anybody in town how involved I've been. And this is about making decisions, setting priorities as selectmen, and making sure that you're running government effectively. Being on 7 or 8 committees or comparing me to others is probably not a prudent way to look at somebody's
leadership. I was just asking on why you weren't. Everyone else is, so I just assumed that you know, giving back was part of it. But
let's move on to another question. Christine?
Go ahead, Kevin.
I guess my follow-up question, too, is, you know, there's a proposed override for the school, as far as for the school budget. Where do you each stand on this?
I can tell you exactly where I stand. Okay. I think people are getting caught up in the percentage of the school.
Right, and that is what, again? That's 3%?
The percentage, right.
3% will be under the town will afford, and the 3% will be
that's
override,
correct.
Right?
Okay. In dollars and cents, on an average, it's $55, which will get added to our taxes, okay? I'm not willing to let teachers get laid off, you know, and sacrifice the school. We got a great school over there, over $55. You know, it's not the percentage. It's actually the dollars. I absolutely support it. I support it last year, and I support it again this year.
Interesting. Kenny, in his bio piece in the Hanson Express, had said that he wasn't sure if he supported it. So you've changed your position on that?
Yeah, actually, I put in there that I supported it last year, and I haven't made the decision. And the reason why is because I didn't have that $55, that number. I got that on Tuesday. So when I did the article 3 weeks ago, I didn't have that. But
so what
you're
dollar
correct.
Point would have been the point where you just said it would have been too much money?
I don't know, but for $55, I absolutely do support it.
Well, for me, I'm not going to minimize the $55. When I've got people, I've had two people call me in the last 4 months that told me that if the taxes keep going up, that they're going to move out of town. And one's a widower over on the other side of town. And it kind of disturbed me that, you know, she went on about her story about Hanson's not what it used to be. And I understand that. And we're in a modern society. And I work hard for the taxpayers. I work hard for every taxpayer in town. And I think we've got a tax hangover. People are tired of being taxed. I realize $55 isn't a lot of money, but they're getting banged at the pumps. They're getting banged in the food aisle at Shaw's. It just continues to add up each and every time. It just, when's it going to stop?
So you're not for it?
I'm not for it. Yeah. No.
You are listening to 95.9 WATD, and we are speaking with the two gentlemen who are seeking your vote on May 18th. That is a Saturday. Am I correct, gentlemen? That's when the vote
yes,
will
that's
be.
Correct. Saturday.
And I think it's probably one of, other than the recall election, is that it on as far as races on that ballot?
That's the only contested one that
that's
I'm
the only
aware
contested
of. But there are other races on the ballot. Ones.
Okay. If there was one question that you could put to each other, what would it be? And remember, we were limited on time here. So, right. David, if there was a question you would have put to Ken, what would it be?
Kenny, why are you running?
Why am I running? I think I just went through that.
Okay.
Ken, do you have a question? Would you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. You've advocated refurbishing the Plymouth County Hospital. What is your point of reference on why this is the most economical approach for the community?
More than 12 years ago, a company called, and I don't know if you were around then, but more than 12 years ago, a company came in called Barron. And Barron Properties was going to rebuild that entire community, but it fell through at the last minute. And we won't get into why it fell through. They were going to refurbish the building. I think we should have an expert come in and tell us that it needs to be demolished. I don't think the tax dollars should be used to demolish it and then have a developer come in and put in the building. I think we should put it on the market, let somebody figure out how they want to use it, and put in a proposal to us. I'm not a champion of just saying, let's tear it down because it was assessed at $1 million to have it torn down. That's a waste of money if a developer is willing to come in and refurbish
but
it.
But didn't you have a real estate broker look into it or a real estate agent look at to possibly selling the building?
Actually, a selectman. It's the same guy who called me that ended up having the over 55 community in. He called and asked me and said, I'd like to tour. I said, I'm going to butter. Please don't involve me.
That's actually an assisted living that you referred to.
Yeah, assisted living.
Okay.
Assisted living facility.
Okay.
So I had him contact Don Ellis on planning and Laura Muncy on planning. To walk through that.
Aren't you in a butter to that hospital? So you should probably not be involved in anything.
Didn't I just say that I handed it over? And a developer's contacted me because I'm involved on the South Shore Chamber, Kenny. And that's what people do in towns. That's what leaders do in the community. When you're out beyond Hanson and serving on a board South Shore Hospital.
Just quickly, the assisted living there, I spoke to a couple of guys over there. You said you were very involved and you brought that to the town. And no one's ever heard of your name. I went into the planning board to find out, and no one's heard of David Sopa.
No one started.
I wanted to go in and check it out after our last debate.
Okay.
And find out more information. Because,
did you call the real estate broker?
Yeah, I actually spoke to the real estate broker.
And what was the real estate broker's name?
I actually spoke to the developer there.
What was the real estate broker's name?
I spoke to a
guys. Let's move this along. We're gonna do a quick lightning round, and then we'll do a wrap up, so to speak. Okay. We are coming up to the top of the hour. You are listening to 95.9 WATD, and we'll throw out a couple lightning round questions. Quick question, Bob.
Gentlemen, I understand you're both fiscally conservative, and I appreciate that fact that you are. But unfortunately, as life moves on, and David made mention of it, and Kenny made mention of it, you can't stop town government. We can't stop how things go. People have to pay taxes. It's an unfortunate part of the community. It's called being part of a community member. It's like voting. It's something you need to do. How do you figure that you're going to move forward with stopping taxes if it stops government?
Remember, this is you got to give them a question that they can answer within a sentence or two, at least, a quick answer. So, Kenny?
I don't think you can stop it. You know, being a business owner and running a business, you know, you have expenses, and there's certain expenses that you have to spend.
David?
You're a business owner?
David, answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody has to pay their property taxes. We're all obligated by law to pay the property taxes. But we can control in Massachusetts whether we add to those taxes by overrides and capital exclusions. And we just have to try and be prudent. We can't give everything to everybody all the time. It's about allocating resources.
Christine James.
Okay, if you're elected or reelected to the board, who do you support to be chairman of the Board of Selectmen in Hanson? Kenny?
Steve Amico.
Okay. David?
That's a private question. I don't feel comfortable answering that.
You're a public official.
I keep my vote to myself. We're not even allowed to ask. We're not even allowed to talk about that in open meeting law. That's deliberating and...
Okay, so you don't want to answer the question. All right, it's a lightning round. Gotcha.
Let me explain.
You explain. It's a lightning round question. It's your choice to answer.
It's not
a
public vote, David. About our votes.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't want to talk about it, and that's you don't have to choose. That's good. I guess I would ask you, do you support Plymouth County government?
No.
No.
Okay. I believe you get the first to close out, if you will.
As a taxpayer's champion, I'd like the Hanson voters to consider me, David Soper, for their next selectman, May 18th. From 10 to 5, the polls open. Please consider me your next selectman. May 18th. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay.
I think an effective selectman must commit to more than just attending Tuesday night meetings, as I stated, in town meetings. The taxpayers of the town deserve a responsible conversation on short-term and long-term investments in our schools, town buildings, and properties such as Plymouth County Hospital. In addition, I believe that an effective selectman builds respectful relationships with other board members and residents of the community, even amidst differing opinions. Hanson is at a juncture when the Board of Selectmen must be a dedicated board that will engage in productive discussions and a workable solutions that will serve the residents. I have created jobs.
Okay.
Face the economic challenges of living within a budget during this economy, and I value how hard people are working to get by. These life experiences will guide my decisions. I hope for the opportunity to serve the community as a selectman and respectfully ask the voters of Hanson to vote for me, Kenny Mitchell, on May 18th at the McCawn School, 10 a.m. to 5.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Dave, for taking part in this special little forum held here on Monday Night Talk. We're going to step aside. When we come back, Josh Cutler, state rep. Don't go nowhere.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station, 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.